I'm Jack Moore in the performance studio at WRTI, and with me today, the members of the Worcester Quartet. Why don't you give me a collective good morning, and then I'll introduce you all.
Good morning.
That was fabulous. Nancy Bean, David Booth, the violinist, violist Pamela Fay, and Lloyd Smith is the cellist. And we have a kind of a special broadcast today. I guess, Lloyd, I'll address this to you, since you sat near Marcel Farago and the Philadelphia Orchestra for a number of years. We're going to hear a U.S. premiere of a string quartet by the composer Marcel Farago.
Yes, Marcel and I were colleagues for many, many years. I joined the orchestra in 67. He joined in 49. And until he retired, we sat together often when I was first in the orchestra. He was very quiet about his composing to me. Once in a while, he would slip me some etudes that he had written for cello, which were hard. When Nancy and I were married, he gave us a copy of a duo that he had written for violin and cello, and we performed that often. And he tried to get his works performed with not great success, because he didn't really know how to approach people. So he would call people up and say, you know, play my piece.
he did that here a couple of times, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. And so this quartet was just recently engraved, so it's readable for us. We've corrected a number of discrepancies in the parts. And we're going to perform this on May 7th in our 1807 and Friends concert, the final concert on our series.
Well, if you're a chamber music fan, you've undoubtedly run into the members of the Worcester Quartet in many different guises, the 1807 and Friends, and you also have a trio, is it?
Well, we also have, there's a series at the German Society of Pennsylvania where the Worcester Quartet plays, the closest concert that's coming up is March 18th at the German Society of Pennsylvania, where we're playing, Lloyd and I are playing with Marc Antonio Baroni, piano. We're the Casimir Trio, and we're doing a program of Mozart, Dvorak, and Beethoven.
Now, this quartet that we're going to hear today, this is probably the first time it's been played in the United States, is it not?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Marcel wrote this during the war. He was hiding during the Holocaust. And he wrote it in 1940. He finished it in 1945. He survived, of course, and he came to the U.S. in 49. So in a way, this is a very strong statement of anxiety and survival that he put down. It's very personal. He was quite young when he wrote it. I think he was still in his teens when he started it, and in his 20s when he finished. And the woman who was sheltering him became his wife. And that memorial that you played was in memory of his wife.
We had done a broadcast and spent the day celebrating his 90th birthday. I guess it was in 2014. And we played that piece on the air, along with some of his other music, too. But this is an exciting day for people who have not yet heard this work. And I'm sure it's exciting for you to play it, too.
It is exciting for us, because this is the first time that we will have performed it.
Wonderful.
March 6th, 2018.
Yes.
Well, let's hear the string. This is actually the second quartet that he wrote?
No, the first.
This is the first.
Opus 1.
The Worcester Quartet, and music by Marcel Farago.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What a wonderful work.
Thank you.
We've had emails while that was playing, people wanting to know what it was. Yes, really. really.
Wonderful.
We heard the string quartet, and I forgot to mention that it's the Hebraic String Quartet by Marcel Farago. And if you didn't know that, you could have guessed by parts of it, certainly. The Wister Quartet performed it, and this is probably the first U.S. hearing of this work.
Yes, whoever is out there listening, they're the first people on the planet in the United States. Yes, this part of the planet to hear it.
It's really a wonderful work, the Wister Quartet. Now, you'll be doing this in concert.
May 7th, as part of the 1807 and Friends concert series, May 7th, 7:30, at 1920 Spruce Street, which is the Academy of Vocal Arts.
Just out of curiosity, what kind of challenges are there in doing something like this that really no one has laid eyes on ever, or at least in a very long time?
Well, you're completely on your own because you have no reference other than the music that's in front of you. You don't have someone else's performance because the performances that were done of this were not recorded, so they're not out there to refer to. So. And especially the fact that these were freshly engraved parts. So this is literally the first time that anyone has used them.
So we had to do some decoding. We had to find a few mistakes that crept in, I'm sure, in the manuscript. And until you actually rehearse a work to perform it, you don't deal with that. If you're engraving, you're not really hearing the music when you start to rehearse it. So we had to make it sound right.
Right.
Yeah, even looking at a score, you can't sometimes tell that, oh, well, wait, this can't be right. It's only when you play it and you realize, well, wait a minute, when we had that similar passage before, he didn't do it this way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
How long, just out of curiosity, did you work on this from the time you got the engravings?
Individually, we've spent months on our individual parts so that when we come together at the first rehearsal, we already have ideas about what we think it should be or how it should go or how it will fit together. And about a week and a half ago, we started with really intense rehearsals, and we rehearsed it almost every day.
Sure. Yeah. We played through it months and months ago.
Yeah, and, just a reading.
Yeah. And then got an idea of what we had to be doing with it so we would know how to practice it. Mm-hmm. And then when we started working intensely on it, we spent a long time making sure everything sounded right and making sure we knew where each other was.
But yeah, it is hard with a new piece.
Sure, I can imagine. Well, we were honored to be able to present it and to let our listeners hear it for the first time.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
And it's really nice to have you here today. This is the Wister Quartet, Nancy Bean and David Booth, violins, Pamela Fay, viola, Lloyd Smith, cello. And they played today the string quartet, the Hebraic String Quartet by Marcel Farago. Born in Romania, came to Philadelphia in 1949, longtime member of the Philadelphia Orchestra, and pretty prolific composer as well.
Yes.
And it's a really wonderful work, and thank you for bringing it. And thanks for being here today.
Thank you.